I hope you're sitting comfortably. Alright then, I'll begin. In the 19th century, in a western mining town, Charles Christopher Schulz came to settle down. His wife, a local teacher, you know she loved her pens, and their poetic ways led her and him to become friends with the editor of the Daily There, Milwaukee Sentinel. Famous for his curious and questioning approach, he favored new ideas over those that were conventional, and he often quoted several literary folk like Herschel Clark, whose poem went, Typewriter! Tom Suggs from Chicago came to Charles with a suggestion, a machine that eased transcription. I think this caused Charles' obsession. And so he tried to work out a way to put letters on paper. He crossed paths with Mr. Fairbanks, then Mr. Souls, then later, Mr. Soul. The machine is starting work on a device, the idea intended to win Andrew Foley's handwriting despise. It was back in the invention shed, Charles, the Souls and Fairbanks went with his son, Charles Jr. Should this have been stopped by Trisler even then? Type, typewriter, as a typewriter, how can I teach to you things you'll never know? How can my life sustain you unless my words remain so? The result was the 1820 typewriter. Well, it kind of worked. The paper moved instead of the keys to print, but the mechanics got reversed and patented slightly different to the lasting design, using friends from the Milwaukee press and then the band Alliner. But the punch ended it all, it declared it all a hoax, a typographic crutch for detail tellers who cannot transcribe prose. But then came the rescuers, Calden, King, and Colton. They stood in and saved the day. ED a second time, then sold them. Type, typewriter. Hello, typewriter. Print words better. Hello, Mrs. Shaw. I'm your father's creation. How can I teach to you things you'll never know?